Yes, and it's that time of the month where I like to catch up with Editor-in-Chief of Women's Health and Fitness magazine, Eileen Dominati, to work through the pages of March's issue. We're a little bit late this month because Eileen's been off jet-setting, skiing and being all fit and healthy as she is. So, yeah, we're going to be flicking through the pages of the magazine. Lots to talk about. Instant happiness in under 5 minutes. There's a thing. And also milk. Going to be looking at milk and also how to fuel your fitness in life. Good morning to you, Eileen.
Good morning, Miss Radford. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I've had a couple of days off.
Yes, you look really vibrant and refreshed and rejuvenated.
Thank you so much. Well, you're being very polite. Yes, but I did a very silly thing. And this is not the first time. Mm. In fact, this is the second time in about, we just had our cancer doctors on, but in the last few months where I've got burnt. Yeah. I was sitting outside at the Literary Festival at Festival City down at the Intercontinental Hotel, having lunch after having a very busy long weekend, which was fabulous, and it was very breezy on Saturday afternoon and sitting there having lunch, and I got burnt. I burnt my face though.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of deceiving really, because you know the breeze is there, so you feel like your body is cool and your temperature is cool, but that sun does, it's still strong. The sun is always strong in the UAE, you can never forget that.
I know, and I always have have protection on, yeah, and I didn't that day, and I was so annoyed at myself, and now it's calmed down. I know I look glowing and healthy and all of that, but it's not really healthy, is it? Because the damage I'm doing to my skin by getting sunburnt, I mean, I've even got like a little burn on my nose. It's really not good.
Yeah, your cancer doctors wouldn't be too happy.
No, I know, I didn't tell them.
Yeah, I mean, we do get told off for doing it, and I have to say that I can't talk actually. I'm even though I put sunscreen on me every day while we were skiing, I used to come home with white eyes and red cheeks, and that went on for days, you know. But you'd be surprised how you think that you're not getting burned, and you really, really do. Mm. And it's not good. And plus, it's aging as well. And
exactly.
Irreversible aging, at saying that.
Oh, so, dear me. These are the things we have to consider. Now, we're asking you this morning what your tips are to a happy, healthy life. What do you go by? What do you follow? What works for you? Share the information with us here on Eye on Health and Women's Health and Fitness. What are your tips to a happy, healthy life? Let us know on 4001, or you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. So you were off there skiing. Where did you go?
We went to Megève in France, myself and my lovely other half. Thanks to my sister and my lovely house managers, our two girls that I have working in the house. They looked after my three children. We went and skied for 6 days, I think it was. And it was like, when my husband gets on the slopes, it's 6 hours or nothing.
You cover some ground.
Unbelievable. It was just, but I mean, that's good. I mean, it's glad that we both have that kind of incentive to get out there and do it. But I mean, we did stop in the middle for our lunch on the slopes, and I don't want to be teasing people now, but it is one of the holidays that I feel where I'm in heaven. Mm. It's a little piece of heaven. You know, you're skiing. There's no, you know, sound except the tree, the birds in the trees, and your skis gliding and the snow falling. You know, it's just unbelievable.
Really, really,
really, really
good.
Nice thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been skiing for years, but the skiing is a great, what I found when I've skied is you really do take your mind off anything else that you've left behind, because you're all focused on that physical activity. So it's really good for you physically. You're outdoors, you're up in that wonderful air, fresh air of the alpine, of the mountains. So good for the soul, good for you physically. I mean, it's a tiring holiday. You feel exhausted at the end of the day, but you're up again the next day and out there. So it's a really good one for the soul, for the mind and body.
Yeah, I think it also helps the time of year that you choose to go. I mean, obviously when you go when you're absolutely frozen and your toes and your fingers are frozen in your boots and gloves, it's not really that ideal. But I mean, I was skiing in a polo neck,
really?
You know, with blue skies. Yeah, I was roasting.
Yeah.
But then I have to have one of my falls, and because I was only wearing a polo neck, I've bruised all my arm and down along my elbow. So I'm in long sleeves since I came back, because it's embarrassing. My arm is completely black. But I did have my helmet on, which was something that I was shocked about, because the amount of people who are still skiing without helmets is incredible. Regardless of all the incidents that have happened, and I mean, even while we were there, we saw people being helicoptered off the mountains. And you think, why wouldn't you think of putting something on your head when you're traveling that fast? You know, and of course, one thing good is that for kids, it's mandatory, so that they are out there and at least you know that they are protected. But some of the adults still, I don't know. Something we have to work on, I think.
Okay, so promoting the helmet when skiing. It's not something we're doing every day, but it is the time of year to be, and there's still time to be skiing. So if you're off to the Alps, where you're going, and clearly for Eileen Domiati, that's one of her tips to a happy, healthy life. It's a skiing trip each year. It's a must. You know that's what works for you. You know that's what you love and enjoy. And you said when you walked through the door, you really switched off when you were there, and then back into the busyness of the magazine when you returned. So skiing for you, I think that's a great idea if you can do it. And you know, we can go to the Lebanon. It's not too far away for us to be able to go and ski, and and get all the benefits of that physical exercise and fresh air. So what are your tips to a happy, healthy life? Let us know on 4001. Now, looking at very happy faces on the cover of Women's Health and Fitness this month. Now, you are in the search of a cover girl.
Yes.
Why
I
is
know.
That?
I think because we used to get a lot of stories from people who would be simply sending in their stories of how they changed their life and their fitness habits and have so much improved well-being since they did make these positive changes in their lives. So we said, why not go about getting one of these people and putting them on the cover and putting their story. So we, after like hundreds, I have to say, of applications over the months, we have been running this since about September, and the cutoff date was at the end of January. We had so many stories, and we still have so many stories, but I mean, you have to break it down to a few in order to kind of come up with the one that you think deserves it the best. And that's what we did, and I'm not giving that away until next month's issue.
Okay, so but maybe just some examples then.
Yeah, I mean, we have some lovely girls, obviously, and women that have mums who have kids, women who are married, who have are all working. And you know, I think the important thing what we tried to find was that someone, you know, they don't have the excuse, or they don't use the excuse of work or married life or having children as a reason for not staying healthy. And of course, in these five stories, that's what, if you read through them briefly, they will, you know, there's a few hints as to what they do and how they do manage to stay healthy and fit and vibrant and, you know, have that improved lifestyle.
So. Yeah, well, exactly. I'm just looking here, and you know, interesting range of ladies, and they look amazing. And you know, their tips, what they follow to a happy, healthy life. And one here, a cheat treat, spending quality time with friends over coffee and a slice of lime trees carrot cake.
Yeah.
Priceless. So that's the cheat treat. But that's, you know, it's not about saying you can't do anything. You've got to have some fun. You've got to allow yourself, if you've identified what works for you, what you value the most, and if it's about spending some time with friends and it's a coffee and it's a piece of cake, that's okay, because look at her, she's fit, she's training, she's exercising regularly, so she can allow for that cheat treat.
Yeah, again, with anything, it's like your cheat treat is fine, you just don't go overboard with it and have a cheat treat all the time, you know. There's one lady that I do admire, and her name is Toscarina. She's the writer for Eating Clean, and she's an author, and she's you know, what I like about her is the fact that she was an extremely overweight woman, and she just whipped herself into unbelievable shape, and she's in her early 50s, actually mid-50s, and what she brings across to people is that although she was overweight, she knew that she needed to make a change. She made the change. And there are days where she might fall a little bit off the wagon. But she, let's say, for example, she has given in to the fact that she wants to have a slice of cake. She'll eat the slice of cake, but she won't eat the whole cake. Or she'll have the chocolate, she won't eat the whole bar of chocolate. Or she'll have the odd glass of whatever, but she won't, you know what I mean, go overboard. And that's what stuck with her in her success. And I think that's important, because you know, I think a lot of us tend to go all, and then maybe nothing, you know, and it's probably a change of mindset more than anything else that we need to do.
It's an interesting read. These ladies give reasons for staying fit. They also put in their training tips, their cheat treats, and their favourite move. Training tip here, surround yourself with positive people that can train with you and support you in your health and fitness goals. Their favourite move is barbell squats. In fact, squats are coming up quite often in the favourite move department.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this is very important, and I think because I always get this question from people, and it's, oh my God, I don't want to end up bulky or have big thick legs or whatever by doing weights. And I mean, if you look at these ladies, none of them are thick and bulky. you know, by any means, and that, you know, they do include squats, and some of them include quite heavy weight training in their routines. So it's important to kind of delete this from our minds, that weight training is not going to make you bulky. What's going to make you bulky is not changing your diet and your nutrition.
Another tip here from stay at home mom Anka. She's saying, do your workouts when you feel your best. I tend to work out in the morning when I still feel energetic. I never do the same workout twice in a week either. I also make sure I have a good selection of house music on my iPhone to keep me going through my workout. I take a big bottle of water to the gym and try finishing it all during my workout. Working out with a friend or spouse will help you push your limits. Apart from 4 weight training sessions a week, I try to schedule at least 3 sprinting sessions in the evenings with my hubby to get some additional cardio. And she's got children. I mean, she's a stay-at-home. I'm not suggesting being a stay-at-home mum doesn't mean that you've got a lot of work to do, but you've got time to spare. But, you know, that's quite something. Her training regime is quite extensive.
Yeah, it is. But again, she had lots of weight. I mean, she had, I think together she put on about 40 or 50 kilos with the 2 children's pregnancies, and that's a lot of weight for the body to go through in a period of 3 to 4 years. And I think the fact that she knew that she was not happy the way she was, she wasn't going to continue living her life like that, or using the excuse, oh, you know what, I've had 2 kids, take me as I am, you know. And it's not necessary. I think, you know, when you are overweight and you are heavy and you feel like, you know, you're not fitting into the nice clothes that you see that are on the racks, you do. You know, I can't imagine it being a time where you feel happy about yourself. So she's not using any excuse and getting out there and doing it and fitting it into her daily schedule, which is also not just being a mom, but she's also studying. She's doing lots of courses at home as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's exactly. She's just... you know, it's inspiring, really, just getting out there and making a difference. Christine here, she's married also, and an occupation air hostess. Training tip. My training tip would be to stay consistent with training and be patient, not to give up when it feels like nothing is working and results are not showing as quickly as you would like to. Pull through and results will come. Make every training session count. Challenge and push yourself outside of your comfort zone. So they're just some of the tips coming from the Possible Cover Girl of Women's Health and Fitness magazine, and we have editor-in-chief here, Eileen Domiati. What are your tips to a happy, healthy life?